engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Smell the Truth Radio. This is the coach, Rob Lotito. Our host, Dr. David Berman, will be talking today and continuing a powerful sermon called The Substance of Things Hoped For. Very interesting how we left off last time that, do you know Jesus? Have you ever bowed your knee before him? Or do you need to bow your knee today before the living Savior? Dr. David Berman will walk us through more of that today, and also the heroes of the Bible. If you don't know who the heroes are, you're going to learn more about that as well. Dr. Berman's sermon is real interesting today, and we're excited about it. So here we go with part two of The Substance of Things Hoped For.
Verse 11, but if the same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also bring to life your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. You will be brought to life by the spirit which lives in you. If he raised Christ, he will raise you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, not to the old nature, not to the nature we're born with, not to the old covenant even, but rather we are not to live after those things, but rather we are to live after the Spirit. Look what it says in verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall surely die. But if you through the Spirit do put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Who's the sons of God? Those who are led by the Spirit of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again by fear, to fear, but you have received the spirit, listen now, of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You have received the spirit of bondage. No fear. That's not what you've been given. But rather, you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So with the scriptures very clear in verse 15, it's not the fear that we've received. We received life. If you're in the new covenant, here's the bottom line. You got nothing to worry about. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about from an eternal perspective. We have to take care of the affairs of man on earth as we do, but in eternity, you have nothing to worry about. You will stand before God as a blood-bought child of Jesus Christ. You are the one who received what Christ did. When Jesus was on the cross, you were on his mind. When you said yes to the Lord said yes to you. Why did he say yes to you? Because he made a way for you. It doesn't matter whether you're black, you're white, you're Asian. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how much money you have or don't have. What's your education? It doesn't matter. If you've come to Jesus, you are a blood-bought, born-again Christian. And if you're a blood-bought, born-again Christian, you have eternal life promised to you. You can rejoice in the facts of the scriptures, not in what the world says and not in what you see around you. Amen. As the scripture says, when the earth around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I will stand. Don't give in to fear. They walk up to Jesus. They say, he says, do you know who I am, Jesus? I can summon armies to deal with you. I can take your life or give it. And Jesus just looked at him and said, you have no idea. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 2, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth take counsel against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us cast off his bands and throw them asunder. We want nothing to do with God. We're going to take counsel against him. And the Bible says the answer, God's answer to that is, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. Spirit, in verse 16, himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are. Not might be. If you know Jesus, the Spirit bears witness with you that you are a child of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, so that if so be that we suffer with him, for that we may know, we may be also glorified together. Now let me get to the passage of scripture the Lord spoke to me. In conclusion. And before I do, reading verse 18 of chapter 8 of Romans, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Not to us. In us. You see, whereas the Old Testament, they were seeing what would happen too. They were looking out and forward. They were seeing the foreshadowings. But in the New Covenant, these things are in us. And the Scripture teaches us, Jesus promised us, when we die, we're going to be resurrected. And when that time comes at the final judgment, and those who do not know Christ, who have turned their backs on God, want nothing to do with God, and think their own righteousness is going to save them, they will hear these words, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you." But to those who are blood-bought Christians, who received Christ, who died on the cross, who rose again on the third day, conquering death, hell, and the grave. Listen, man, I'm psyched, because I know the power of God. I've seen it move. Yes. I've seen souls come to Christ, families healed. I've seen drug addicts set free. Yes. You're looking at one of them. Amen. When we go before God as believers, he will see the blood that was prophesied in the Old Testament through the wonderful story and account of Moses delivering the people out of Egypt. And they took the lamb and they put the blood over the doorpost of the house as instructed by the prophet Moses. And the angel of death came over and saw the blood and said, passed over them that same blood. But now what's fulfilled in that story? The blood of Christ, the lamb. Who is Jesus? The Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of mankind. They will see the blood on the doorpost of your spirit. Amen. And the Lord God will say, "Enter in, thou good and faithful servant." Whatever your struggle is, whatever your struggle with sin is, whatever your difficulty is, whatever the betrayal was in your life, whatever the difficult, whatever you've done that is wrong, whatever it is, God's grace shall abound. Glory. As you turn every day, your faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You want good preaching? That's good preaching, man. Come on. That's the good stuff. That's what the scripture teaches us. Revelation 5. Turning to the passage of scripture, the Lord spoke to me last night as I was driving home from teaching the book of Ephesians. A thought occurred to me from the Spirit that may not be a revelation to you, or should I say an illumination of a revelation, but maybe the reality of it will be. Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, it says this, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." And that terminology is meant to say more than can be numbered, that we can see in this vision, more than he could see in the vision John had of this in Revelation. Thousands and 10,000 and thousands. It's a way in which John, the great revelator, said, "I see so much I can't even count them." And the number of them was thousands, ten times thousands, tens, 10,000, thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Now, I want you to think for a moment about Hebrews chapter 11. Can you imagine having your name listed in the Bible as someone of faith? Wouldn't that be cool? Can you imagine that? Brother David, if your name was David Wood, who did this? Imagine that being in Hebrews chapter 11. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? I mean, that'd be like, how much honor can you get in that? It's amazing. And yet it occurred to me that every one of you who know Jesus Christ, the Lord spoke to me last night, every one of you who know me, that's what the Lord said to me, everyone, all your people who know me, all the people throughout the world who know me, and you're excited about those people who are mentioned in the Bible. You know, Noah and Abraham and Sarah. And yet, guess what? You are all mentioned. Every one of you who know Jesus are mentioned in Revelation 5, verse 11 through 13. You see, because this is not some abstract thing that he saw in the vision. This is the future that is going to happen. And you will be among those people here who are worshiping God, yelling out, "Glory! Worthy is the Lamb of God." You are mentioned. And not only are you mentioned, your name is written. Your name is written. When the Lord spoke and said, "Write this down," to his prophets, his apostles, "Write this down." That's the word of the Lord. And your name, the Lord spoke and has written in heaven in the Lamb's book of life. You are written by God in his word. That's crazy, man. You are written in God's word. You are the believers. You are the beloved of God. You are the head, not the tail. You are the beloved of God. You are those in which Jesus was on the cross paying the price for your sin. You are the one in which he loved enough to give his own life. It is not just the body, as I always tell you, we're individually with God, right? And we have a corporate body, it's in fellowship. But for a moment, just think about individually for a moment. You are individually in relationship in what was promised throughout all the ages before the church age, the time of the patriarchs, the prophets, the beginning, all of it, all prophesied of the coming Messiah and all prophesied, ready? Of you. That you would be in the new covenant relationship with Almighty God through Jesus, who paid the price for you and guaranteed for you eternal life. Man, if you think of getting that 100%, if you could just get 5% of that, 10% of that in your heart, not only would your life change, you would be a life changer. Because you would be one who says, "I want to be an agent of change in other people's lives as the Holy Spirit uses me to share the faith of Jesus with others." Man, our names are written what God has written. It's awesome. I hope you know it. I hope you understand it. I hope your hearts have been moved this morning to be encouraged, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it with our natural eyes, but in the Spirit we do. Come, Lord Jesus. For you who know Christ have nothing to fear when you stand before God. You are righteous in Christ because he's imputed his righteousness into you. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast of himself. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. We are his workmanship, created in Christ. Created who? In who? We're not creating ourselves, created in Christ. When you come to Jesus, you're in Christ. Before you come to Jesus, you're out of Christ. You don't want to be out of Christ. You want to be in Christ. And when you're in Christ, you are then creating Christ unto something, unto good works, not in ourselves, but by the power of God. You walk, when you understand you are part of what was prophesied all that time, it makes you desire. Yes. Not only to serve God in worship and praise and support the work of the ministry, but to go out and share the gospel. Amen. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. That is good stuff right there. Bow your heads, would you, for a moment. So here we are, July 2015, summertime, in a church service, hearing the most important message you will ever hear in your life, the message of the gospel. And if you're here and you don't know Jesus, you say, well, what do I do? What you do is you humble yourself. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, because people watch television and they don't really know anything about the gospel, they watch goofy TV preachers and all kinds of stuff. They don't understand that it takes courage to be a Christian. The courage of admitting that you can't save yourself. This is a problem with the world. Everybody's full of pride. They say, what do you mean I need somebody to save me? I'm fine. I'm a good person, this and that. Well, guess what? You're not. You may be a good person as people go, but not standing before Almighty God. Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you asked Him to be your Savior? If you haven't, we'll give you an opportunity to do that right now. And you might say, well, Pastor, what do you mean you're giving me an opportunity? Well, I'm going to ask you right now, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you are not walking with Jesus, and you need to get right with God, I'm going to ask you to do the courage thing, and that is to get out of your seat and to come up here so we can pray with you. And you say, Pastor, you want me to get out of my seat, come up in front of all these people? I'm afraid of getting in front of people. If you're afraid of people that know Jesus, you ain't never going to stand in the world for the things of God, and you're not serious. But if you understand, if you've been convicting your heart that you've sinned against God, if you've been convicting your heart that you are not right with God, and the Spirit of God is pulling upon you saying, come unto me, all you are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. He's saying, come unto me and I'll save you, and you are rejecting that. That's your choice. It's a bad one. If you don't know Jesus and you want to get out of your seat right now and come up here so we can pray and ask, we'll lead you to Jesus. Is there anyone in this place? You say, I want to get right with God. Just come up here right now. I'll wait a moment. Is there anyone in this place? You say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to walk with the Lord. I want to be a Christian. Let us just meditate on the word for a moment. Just come right out. If you're not able to get out of your seat for some reason physically, just tap the person on the shoulder next to you and they'll get somebody for you who will pray with you where you are. Is there anyone here? Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your mercy and kindness and grace towards us. We who have sinned against you, who you by your mercy have received into your kingdom through the grace and the work of the cross and our faith in it. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you illuminate the scriptures to us, help us to understand who you've called us to be and made us to be by your power and your anointing. Lord God, bless everyone here, I pray in the name of Jesus. Receive a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace that passes understanding. May you be blessed with the knowledge of the kingdom of God which lives inside of you. May you understand your call as a believer to love one another and to speak the truth to the world and to bring the message of the gospel to the lost and dying world around us. May the kingdom of God rise up in you and the passion in the realization of who you are in Christ, rise up in you that you would have power and anointing flowing through your life for the purposes of God's kingdom. I pray you be blessed in every way, spiritually, physically, financially, relationally, emotionally, in every way to the glory of God. My Father, we pray you'd bless the food that you prepared for us through your wonderful servants. And that, Lord God, you would bless the offering. Father, as your people go to the box in the back to put in their financial gift to the ministry, I pray, Lord, they would put that in as an act of worship and giving of their first fruits to the kingdom of God for the purposes of the gospel. They be blessed for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
You're listening to a powerful message that was pre-recorded at CLF Church, where Dr. Berman is the senior pastor, called The Substance of Things Hoped For. We will be right back with more.
And the fight for freedom goes on.
This is Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Letito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com. Today's Liberal Logic Moment. This Liberal Logic Moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Okay, Pastor Dave Berman, we have some good Lib Logic today, I believe, out of the White House. The press secretary, Josh Earnest.
Hold on a minute. You're saying liberal logic out of the White House? Really?
Yeah. Here it comes. This is good. This is a good one because what they did was, the reporter asked a simple question like, where is the president's position come from on the Planned Parenthood videos that are scattering about right now? Just listen to this clip.
Where are you getting your information, the fact that it's fraudulent or the fact that they're distorted and edited unfairly?
Based on the public comments of Planned Parenthood, who has indicated that the views that are represented in the video are entirely inconsistent with that organization's policies and with the high ethical standard that they live up to.
Just the last line there, a high ethical standard. Pastor, help me here because I'm just sitting there saying, is the president's relying on whom for this info?
Okay, so let's analyze what was just said.
Oh, my gosh.
The reporter says, well, where are you getting your... coming your conclusion, basically, that the videos have been altered in any way, and he says, well, based on what Planned Parenthood said. Now, that's like having someone who's accused of murder, and you've got all kinds of evidence in front of you showing that they've committed the murder, and then the prosecutor's saying, well, we're just not going to prosecute. Why? Well, because the guy said he didn't do it. I mean, what kind of ridiculous absurdity is this?
Sad.
It's ridiculous. This is liberal logic. This is this is where you're saying, well, we agree with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is very important to the Democratic Party. And so therefore, we're just going to believe whatever they say, even though the evidence in front of them is overwhelming that not only did they broke the law, they obviously broke God's law. They broke man's law. They broke every law in the book when it comes to selling baby parts and negotiating for more money. These are sick, twisted individuals. And this knucklehead stands up there and says, we believe it was altered because Planned Parenthood said so. Give me a break. Liberal logic 101.
Well, it's a sad moment in our history of our country when our president doesn't want to look at the evidence and review a video, and it's tough times for us. Liberal logic moment brought to you by Smell the Truth.
SmellTheTruth.com.
Wow. A powerful offer by the doctor and pastor, David Berman. He's the senior pastor at CLF Church, but he is also the purveyor of Smell the Truth Radio, smellthetruth.com. The Dr. David Berman is passionate about sharing the gospel. I didn't see that, as I listened to that, that I would be in heaven one day praising God and singing glory to Him. Our names are written in the Word of God. They're written in the Bible. Is your name in the Book of Life? That's what Dr. David was talking about there. It's important that your name is not blotted out for eternity. Hell is real and heaven is real. And as we live our life here as Christians, we need to walk with God. We need to bend our knee daily and walk with Him. Here at Smell the Truth Radio, we are concerned for your life in eternity. Our lives are in the balance, and we want you to follow Jesus Christ. So maybe you've got questions today. You can write Dr. David Berman via email at drdave@clfchurch.com. That is D-R-D-A-V-E at clfchurch.com. Follow us on Twitter at Smell Truth, on Facebook at Smell the Truth Radio. Write to us at Smell the Truth at 116 Main Street, Marlboro, New Hampshire, 03455. That's 116 Main Street, Marlboro, New Hampshire, 03455. I am the coach for our host, Dr. David Berman, praying that you come to a realization that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior today, and that He is the only one that can save us from this wretched death. I'm the coach. God bless, and have a great day. I'm not gonna take it no more. Not gonna take it no more. Taking our country back.
SmellTheTruth.com.